Speaking about ready to go, this is a guy who's always on the go. He's a regular on the program. He is the conservation director for Bassmasters in Aurora here in Ontario. He is an accomplished writer, writes articles about fishing and magazines, newspapers, of course, blogs all over the place, and just an all-around great outdoorsman-type guy. His name is Will Wegman. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Good morning, Angelo. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, buddy. Good, good. You're heading to Alabama. Or are you there already?
No, I'm heading there bright and early Thursday morning.
Okay. Perfect.
And this is just in time for Friday.
Now, this is not your first go to the Bassmasters, is it?
No, I've been covering it regularly. My first one was in 1991. Holy jumping, I can't believe it was that long ago, but I was just looking back. And the year before that is when the first non-American ever qualified for the Bassmaster Classic, and that was the late, great Hank Gibson from Keswick, Ontario. I think Hank. You and I both fished against him in tournaments back here, Ange.
Oh, my God, yeah, I had some great times with Hank.
He was a great character, man. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a stick. What an angler he was, man.
He was. He threw a spinnerbait and no one I've ever known and did magic with it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So give folks a sense of just how big the Bassmaster Classic is. And you've been to a few of them, obviously, as you just pointed out. I've only been to one, and that was enough for me to know that this is the Super Bowl of fishing. There's no doubt about it. But give them a sense of what you're going to be experiencing here over the course of the next few days.
Yeah, okay. So it's made up of some of the best bass anglers on the planet who qualified primarily now through the Elite Series. And like you said earlier, there's 53 of them there. There's, I think, three from the Federation Nation or the Bass Nation. These guys fish for a living. They are recognizable wherever they go. The Classic itself, like when you mentioned earlier, $32 million in economic benefits, it's so huge that even like my attendance there, if I was going to grab a hotel room in the host hotel, it's $360 a night American just because they can jack the price up, knowing what a huge event this is. The whole Birmingham community will be aware of this. There, you know, people from all over the U.S. and even Canada now with three Canadian sticks in it are traveling there to make this their winter holiday and watch the Bassmaster Classic, trying to get into the arena to watch the weigh-ins. You have to stand in line way, way in advance. It's a huge spectacle. And then there's an outdoor show that rivals ICAST that is held at the same time. So it's a big, big deal. It really is, like you said, the Super Bowl of bass fishing.
Oh, it is massive. Any predictions, my friend? What are you thinking?
You know what? Just to send positive vibes to our Canadian guys, I am so focused on those three fellas, you know, on Jeff Gustafson from Kenora and the two Johnson brothers from the Peterborough area. And they have as good a chance as any of these guys down there. It's remarkable how they can adapt their skills that they learned here in natural Ontario-based lakes and go down there and kick butt. They've done it before, and I'm hoping they'll do it again at the biggest bass show on the planet.
I'm thinking they've got to be in the favorites in terms of – I think they're in the top 5 or 10. In terms of favorites for this thing, I really do. I think one of them is going to really kick some butt. Will, can you sit tight for a minute? I got to take a quick break. And
absolutely.
I want to get back to you, find out what your schedule looks like. More Journal After This, don't you dare go away.
Excitement is right around the corner at Casino Woodbine. More excitement than King Street on a Saturday. More rush than the Falls. More highs than the Tower. More lights than Young and Dundas. More fun is just minutes away. Casino Woodbine, Toronto's home for gaming and entertainment. Must be 19 plus. If you gamble, play smart. This is Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Two in a row. I'm Maria Saint-Aubin with your Sportsnet Central update. For the first time in 2 months, the Raptors have lost consecutive games. They fell 99-96 to the Hornets last night at Scotiabank Arena. For the second straight game, the team struggled offensively, shooting 35.1% from the floor, 10 of 43 from deep, and 20 of 29 from the foul line. But despite those issues, Pascal Siakam says the team stayed with it.
Just couldn't get a rhythm, couldn't make shots. And, it's hard to play like that, but still our defense was pretty deep, was pretty good. We still got stops.
Siakam led all scorers with 24 points. Norm Powell had 22 in his first game back since breaking a finger. Serge Ibaka sat out with knee soreness. Fred VanVleet had shoulder pain, but they will travel with the team when they kick off a five-game road trip Sunday in Denver. Marc Gasol, who's been out since January 28th, is also expected to make the trip. In the NHL, the Rangers fell 5-2 to Philly. The Wild blanked the Blue Jackets 5-0. The Avs edged the Canes 3-2. Vegas doubled up on the Sabres 4-2, and the Ducks squeaked past the Pens 3-2. The Leafs were off. They host the Canucks tonight at 7. You can watch it on Sportsnet and the CBC. While in the AHL, the Marlies were thumped 7-3 by the Comets. To tennis, Montreal's Leila Annie Fernandez took down Renata Zarazua 6-3, 6-3 to advance to the Mexican Open final. The 17-year-old will face Britain's Heather Watson Sunday. And happening now in the EPL, Brighton and Crystal Palace are scoreless in the second half. Now back to the Outdoor Journal on Toronto Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, complete with the baseball cap.
Thank you.
For whatever that's worth, I thought I would throw that in there. For anybody keeping score at home, he does have his baseball cap on today.
Keep score. Maybe at the end of the year we'll give away a prize.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Derek Brandeo and Andrew Holland, our new man on the board at The Fan.
Yes.
And on the line with us is Will Wegman. Before we get to him, though, I just wanted to mention to folks, if you are planning on attending this year's Toronto Sportsman Show, we have a great, great deal going on fishingcanada.com. You can purchase your tickets for half price. Never before has this been accomplished. Never. Because the Toronto Sportsman Show is a hot ticket anyways. Just getting it is a hot ticket. To get it at half price, 50% off, is unheard of. So if you want to go to the Toronto Sportsman Show this year for half price, $10, I can't even believe it, $10, go to fishingcanada.com, and there's a great big ad there by the Sportsman Show folks at the top of the page. And click on that, and it will give you all the details. And all you do is go to their site, and you buy the tickets. You got to buy them in advance. You can't buy them at the door for half price, obviously. You buy them in advance, and you get them for $10. Unheard of. So if you're planning on going, there'd be no reason in the world not to get them for half price. Sportsman Show tickets, half price.
It's true.
Did I do good on that, Stephen? Are you marking me on this?
No.
Oh.
You do your thing.
All right.
Unless you want me to mark you.
Well, would you mind?
Sure.
Thanks. It kind of helps. I look at it at the end of the day and see how I did.
Sounds good.
If I hit all the points and stuff. Here's a guy who never misses a single point. His name is Will Wegman. He is conservation director for Bassmasters in Aurora. He is an accomplished writer and a great outdoorsman and an excellent, excellent angler. And heading down this coming weekend, the big Bassmaster Classic in Alabama starts this coming weekend, and this coming week, actually, and he's heading down to check it out and hopefully do some reporting for us. Will, have you got a schedule? Do you have did you set up a schedule for yourself when you're down there, or do you just kind of play it by ear?
Definitely be very busy down there.
Hello.
Wearing two hats, Ange. One, definitely to cover the classic for the Outdoor Journal. This will be broadcast live on Saturday morning, a week today, and it'll be the second day of the classic. So it'll be interesting to see how our Canadians fare on day one.
No kidding. That's going to be exciting. So have you got it all kind of mapped out, or are you just going to play it by ear?
Yeah. So, and then at the same time, I'm there for the conservation summit that BASS is holding. This organization has a huge commitment to conservation and enhancing our fisheries. So there will be a workshop all day Saturday that I'm attending, and then most of Sunday as well that I'm sitting in on, where presentations from around the different states, and even one from Canada, our own Jason Barnoots, who is the conservation director for the Ontario Bass Nation, will be presenting on some live well studies that the Ontario Bass Nation did here in Ontario, and reporting back to all the conservation directors across the U.S. and to these fishery bureau chiefs will listen to what we have to report on the conservation front. So that should be really interesting as well. I'm looking forward to a full day of that on Saturday and most of Sunday as well.
Wow, that in itself is exciting and well worth going down there for. But when you add the biggest fishing event on the planet to it, man, it just it has a whole different ring to it, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the cool thing is now, Angelo, compared to when I first started covering these events way back in 1991, is that folks back home can watch live on Bass Live, on Bassmaster Live, just by logging on to that site. And there'll be like up to 10 anglers every day that are featured, that have cast by cast footage live that anglers can watch. It is addictive. I mean, it's like 6-7 hours of straight action following their favorite pros. And I'm hoping one or two of our Canadians can be amongst those fellas that are out there being viewed by thousands of Canadians, hopefully.
And the beauty of this particular event this year, it's on Gunnersville, Lake Gunnersville, which is a huge 69,000 acres of incredible waterway that is known to yield the odd double-digit bass, which is makes it even more exciting than just a normal event.
Absolutely, yeah. There are some really big fish down there. I think the big factor this year is going to be weather. There are some days coming up that look like pure rain, and flooding is common down there. So weather can play a big role, especially with these Florida strain largemouth that, you know, that reach those double digit sizes. So it should be really interesting. It's going to be one heck of a shootout, that's for sure.
And of course, up for grabs is $1 million. That's the purse money that's up for grabs. But some folks tell me that, you know, that's the small part of the payback. If you win this event, you've pretty much written your ticket for the rest of your life. You're going to make it big time. So, I mean, aside from obviously incredible dollars that are thrown at these anglers, the prestige of winning the Bassmaster Classic is humongous. I'll give you an example of just how big it is. We all know Roland Martin is the daddy of all tournament anglers on the planet. He is not just an incredible angler, but in my opinion, the best competitive angler that we have ever had on planet Earth. He never won a Bassmaster Classic. In all those years of winning championships after championships and Anglers of the Year and all those, he never did win a Bassmaster Classic. That's how difficult it is to win this event. So it's
yeah, that's a great point, Angelo. And that, you know, he had so much other avenues going on to promote his brand, and with the TV show and still doing, like you said, incredible in regular Bassmaster tournaments, but he never won the biggest event on the planet. And it's interesting that Scott, his son, who is a very well-accomplished angler in his own right, has now for 2020 shifted from the FLW circuit, where he fished for many, many years and did so well. He's jumped over to the Bassmaster Opens to try to qualify for the Elite Series, and in turn qualify for the Bassmaster Classic, because his goal now is to win it for his dad, who never achieved that goal. So that's
That's a great side story, fantastic story that Scott shared with everybody when he made that decision. So a lot of exciting stuff coming down the chute, my friend. It's a great time to be in the fishing industry, for sure.
Yep. And when I'm down there,
so you're
going to
be giving us. Yep. You're going to be giving us a live report next weekend from there.
Absolutely, and I hope to have some side stories like that as well. There's nothing like being there to capture those side stories that may not make the big news, but very intriguing, hopefully, for our Canadian listeners back home.
All right, my friend, you travel safe and have a great time.
Thanks, Angelo. We'll talk to you a week from today.
All righty. Will Wegman, Conservation Director for Aurora Bassmasters. He is our roving reporter and will be giving us a live update from the Bassmaster Classic in Alabama, Lake Gunnersville. He'll be out reporting on day two, so we'll know already. He'll be able to give us all the details on what happened to our Canadian boys, the Johnson brothers, and Gussie, the three Canadians who are among the 53-man field vying for the biggest championship in fishing on the planet, the Bassmaster Classic.
Very cool.
Yes. One day, Stephen, you too can aspire to be there.
Fish it?
No, watching it. No, fish it, right.
Yeah, I would lose.
As if.